Mary, Pharrell Williams, Big Sean, that's Fields on Today FM. Before that, kicking us off in this hour was Kings of Leon and Waste a Moment. And now it's time for one of my favourite bits every week because I get to play this awful, awful sting.
When will you say yes to me? Tell me.
Quandary. It is, of course, time for Agony Al, which we've been doing since I started the show about 8 months ago. And people are still amused or kind of confused that this is real. This is real stuff comes into us. Somebody was actually now taking the mickey today. Somebody did send one in saying, "Dear Al, is it okay to bring a robot woman to work parties instead of an actual woman? I find it difficult to talk to the opposite sex, so I built one myself." Assuming that's just somebody making that up, well, then I won't treat that as a proper Agony Al, and I will say, maybe just keep the robot woman at home. I'm not saying, oh, then I'm going to get myself into robot feminism, and where is a robot woman's best place? Is it in the home, or is it at work parties? And I don't want to get into robot feminism, so we're going to do our real Agony Al. Today's Agony Al comes in from somebody who wants us to call her Anne. Anne says, "Al, I'm not sure if you may have come across this problem before, but maybe your listeners have. I'm 30 years old and work in an office with about 20 others. I have a female colleague who insists on telling me regularly that I don't know what I'm talking about, or I wouldn't know about a particular subject because I don't have kids. It's like I'm an inferior person because I haven't given birth. It's really beginning to bug me. I want to say something to her, but I don't want to create an atmosphere in work. Thanks, just call me Anne." Well, Anne, I haven't come across that problem before because obviously nobody in work says to me, "Well, you don't understand because you don't have kids." Nobody really assumes that I would have kids for loads of reasons, because of how young I am, because I wouldn't actually physically be able to give birth, and because I'm gay, and often that would be a huge rigmarole, so they probably would know if I had kids and I had to go through all the adoption papers and stuff. So I've never had the issue come up. But it sounds to me like if it's bugging you, you need to let her know that, you know, not everything is about her being a mother, and that your opinions are just as valid, even if you're not a parent. Why do you have to be a parent to comment on things in work? I mean, surely if the subject isn't about kids, then it doesn't really matter. However, Anne, seeing as though I'm not really well-versed enough to help you, I'm going to throw it out to the listeners. What should Anne do? Should she say something to her colleague? Should it be confrontational because she's really, really annoying her? Or should she be diplomatic about it? Let me know on 53102 or email al@todayfm.com and we'll get some advice for her. Now, here's a bit of an oldie for us. Remember, you can keep voting for your car, kitchen or canteen. Jamiroquai, Hanson, Oyster Cult, just let us know where you're listening to the show. But for now, let's take that.
But you came back for good.
That's nice, isn't it? Take that and back for good. I always think they sound like Elton John, whoever does that last bit at the end. On Today FM, it's Al here. Al, I have the same thing here at work regarding opinions from mothers and non-mothers. Also get a lot of grief when it comes to leave, as obviously mothers feel they're entitled to be off for school holidays, etc. Plus early finishes, as the mother must collect the child at the creche. And sure, what would I need to finish early for? I feel like we're kind of hinting at an even bigger argument. Might have to do as a full topic someday. Jules in Cork said, "Poor Anne, I feel her pain. Maybe her colleague doesn't realise that she's being like that. And if she tells her privately how she's making her feel, she might stop." Ellen Clonmel, "Our life is way too short to put up with tools like her at work. Next time you are near her desk, walk over, Anne, with a pre-shaken small bottle of fizzy drink and open it so it sprays all over and say, 'Oops, sorry, but you must be used to that sort of thing being a mum.'" Let's read. Can we get that woman an Al's pal? Ellen Clonmel, text back in with your address. You deserve an Al's pal. The next time it says, she should say really loudly that unfortunately not everybody can have kids. Oh, that would shut her up. Dear, dear, dear. We've been playing car, kitchen or canteen, and people have been telling me where they are. Colin in the truck. "I'm in my mum's kitchen, Al. We're both doing our nails and loving the tune," said Dee. Well, I'm glad. "I'm in a boning room." Now, I thought this was... I thought this was something naughty, but it's not. We got back in touch and they said it's boning sides of beef. They're in a boning room. I'm in the kitchen in the canteen, Al. I'm a chef in a school. Well, Pamela Blake, who has won? Where is everybody listening
today?
Well,
it's the tightest I've ever seen. They are all in all of those places. But it was very close, but the winner is kitchen.
Hey. So this is good fun.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.